there's a will, there's a way.
Quite literally, Will Tidwell, a younger gentleman.
I wish I didn't have this big heart. People just do nothing but hurt. Anybody can dream the dream. Anybody can have a goal, but see.
You're gonna be a neighborhood hero. You just keep shining, young king.
Last week we were shooting, and I just wasn't feeling it. My energy wasn't how it usually is. I'm usually able to do the one take, and I can do my thing, and we get in and we get out. But yet the other day, for some reason, I was uncomfortable. I couldn't quite say what I wanted to say the way I wanted to say it and communicate the way that my audience loves for me to do it, and it just didn't feel right. And I'm telling you this because I want you to let you know that it's okay that when you on camera and when you doing your thing, it ain't working out. It ain't how you want it to be. It's uncomfortable. That's okay. I think that one of the most bravest things you could ever do is be brave enough to get on camera and speak what's coming from your heart and teach people something and tell people something, inspire people in some way, even when it doesn't make sense, even when it's hard. That's the only way you're going to get better at this. Like, listen to that real quick. I'm tired of people telling me that they're sorry, but they never change. Because while it is good to take accountability when you've done something, while it is good to be able to be humble enough to say that I'm sorry to somebody, that I'm sorry is only going to be as good as the genuineness behind it. But after a certain point, if you keep apologizing to me, but you never change the things that you keep apologizing for, then I'm going to start to wonder how genuine was it? Like, damn, did you really mean that? Or are you just saying that so you can stay attached to my life? All I'm saying is that the next time you get frustrated with that person, or before you get frustrated with that person, man, just sit back and think that maybe they want to tell you. They want to communicate it to you, but they just literally don't know how. Maybe they didn't grow up in an environment where they were taught how to properly be able to communicate and convey their message and get across what they're trying to say. Or they know what they want to say. They just don't know how to say it. Or maybe if they do open up and express themselves to you, are you going to be able to receive it? Or is it every time that they try to open up, or they try to begin to open up, or they open up in a way that isn't recognizable to you, but they're trying, you turn it down, you shoot it down, you don't listen? I know I do that sometimes. You know what? Maybe I could have did something a little bit different about that. You know what? Maybe I could have communicated better. Maybe I could have treated this person better. Maybe I could have been better with the way I was stewarding over this thing that God had blessed me with. Like, it may be you. Because sometimes, man, we can be so hell-bent on trying to blame somebody else and trying to get the focus off of us so we can feel good about ourselves that we miss the whole reason and the lesson and the reason why we went through the thing that we went through. Sometimes it is your fault. And it's okay to apologize and say that you were wrong. And I hope that you can approach it from that same mindset, man. Because somebody needs to hear what you have to say. Somebody needs to see your creativity. Somebody needs to see the ideas that are birthed on the inside of you. And that's the only way that you can get it out, if you can do it, even when it's, I keep messing up. Ah, man, I can't say what I want to say. I know what I'm trying to say, but it won't come out the right way. When you're not getting the views, when you're not getting the likes, when you're not getting the notoriety, when you thought that was the one piece of content that was going to change your life and it doesn't pop, man, I hope you keep creating it. Man, because sometimes, man, life can be so unkind. Man, this life shit can be rough. And, when it's constantly trying you, when it's constantly putting you through shit, when it's constantly testing you, when it's constantly making you question your whole existence, when something finally, like, good does happen in your life, you start to, like, question if it's even real. You start to question, do you even deserve it? You start to question, like, Why is something good finally happening to me? And don't forget and miss all the love that you're giving everybody else, all the attention that you're giving to everybody else, all the time that you're giving to everybody else. And don't forget to take care of you too. Sometimes you are in the wrong. As hard as it may be to believe, sometimes you are in the wrong. And sometimes we have to just be humble enough to admit that. Because I think a lot of times when things don't go right in our life or something happens or we go through something, our initial thing that we want to do, and me included, I'm not blaming you. I'm not trying to say I don't do this, but me too, right? The natural thing that we want to do is we want to blame somebody for it. We want to say it's somebody else's fault. If there's a way around it, we don't want to take any accountability for things in our life. But one of the hardest conversations that you're going to ever have to have with yourself is to be real enough with yourself to say, you know what? Maybe that was my fault. Like, maybe I'm the reason that happened to me. It's a whole different thing, and it's hard, which is why a lot of people can't do it. I struggle with certain things. Like, I can say that I'm sorry for this, but it's a whole other thing when I got to actually fix the mannerism and fix the things that I'm doing in order to be better in that part of my life. Because at the end of the day, if that person don't want to change that, then they're not going to change that. If a person don't want to be better in that area of their life, they're not going to be better in that area of their life. And so all I'm saying is, I'm not saying that the people in your life shouldn't communicate, that they don't need to learn how to communicate, that they shouldn't put forth the effort to communicate with you. But I'm saying, try to understand that maybe that they're trying and they just don't know how. Or maybe they're trying and it's not the way that you usually are used to receiving it or was hoping to receive it. And maybe they've tried before and you turned them down, and or they tried with somebody else and they made them feel bad for it or always shot back in their face every time they opened up and was a little bit vulnerable. It isn't easy as you think. Because if that person is only being apologetic and only trying to say these things to you because they know that's what you want to hear and they know that's going to keep them attached to you and keep you in their life, but they never change. Now, am I telling you that they got to be perfect? No, they don't. But they've never even show some signs of growth or some signs of improvement, of some signs of just trying to do better with the things that you've given them that bothered you. If they can't do that, then why do we waste our time with them? We so busy sometimes, and sometimes it ain't even taking care of people. Sometimes it's so busy just trying to survive. You so busy just trying to make sure that you stay above water, that you take care of the things that need to be taken care of, that you don't have time to sit back and just relax and just focus on you. And sometimes you don't even realize that you're doing it, that you are surviving, because you're so used to doing it. You don't even realize that you are surviving until you realize that you ain't got nothing left. And I just hope that you don't get to that point in your life. And so I guess I just wanted to be that reminder for you that just because you done went through all that shit in your life, that doesn't mean that you don't deserve to live a good one. Because you deserve it too. Man, you deserve to be happy just like anybody else, man. You deserve to be in some form of peace just like anybody else, man. You deserve to be able to live and not always be having to survive. Like, you deserve that. And I hope that just because you got a few scars and that you done been through some things that some people may never understand, man, it doesn't give you an excuse not to have a good life. And don't forget to take care of you too. Man, because you know, naturally, when you just a lover, when you a giver, when you a person that is just so keen to making sure that everybody else is taken care of and everybody else is okay. Sometimes you can get so lost up in that world, up in that responsibility, right? That feel of just wanting to make sure people feel loved by you, that you forget to feel loved by yourself. Just doing it because when you a lover, when you a giver, when you a person that just wants to make sure that other people are okay, you do it without even thinking about it. And you can get so caught up in an infatuation of just knowing that, man, the people I love and care about the most are taken care of, to the point where the care for yourself just falls off by the wayside.
Hey, what's up? This is Will Z Too Well with Speak Up Z. And I just want to take a quick second just to thank you for tuning in to this latest episode of Speak Up Z, the podcast. And my only goal with this platform is to motivate you, inspire you, and educate you around all things life, business, and mental health, whether it's myself or me bringing on a special guest. So I just want to thank you guys for tuning in. We don't ask for any type of monetary gains or anything like that. The best thing you could do for us is just like and subscribe to the channel. Until next week, we'll see y'all later. Peace.